This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here with the news, Mary Dixon.
New York police say one man is in custody and at least one injured after a pipe bomb explosion in one of Manhattan's busiest travel hubs. CBS News reports police suspect it was a failed suicide bombing. It happened this morning near Times Square in the Port Authority bus terminal. The subways near there have been evacuated. Chicago police say a couple from Minnesota lied about getting robbed at knife point on Lower Columbus last week. They appeared in bond court yesterday on felony charges of disorderly conduct. Star chef Mario Batali is stepping away from his restaurant empire, and ABC is asking him to stay off the Chew after Eater New York reported that Batali has been disciplined for inappropriate behavior in the workplace. At least four women accused Batali of groping them. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, says the women who've accused President Trump of sexual misconduct deserve to be heard. This is a break from her fellow Trump administration officials who, with the president, have denied their accusations. A group of those women plans to a news conference in New York this morning. Trump has recorded a robocall in support of Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore, who's been accused of sexually harassing and assaulting several women, many when they were teenagers. CNN reports former President Obama's recorded a call for Democrat Doug Jones. Alabama's other senator, Republican Richard Shelby, tells CNN his party can do better than Moore and that he's written in another Republican. Four major wildfires have scorched a big chunk of Southern California. The Thomas Fire now covers 230,000 acres. It's 8:03 on XRT. The Bears beat the Bengals 33-7 in Cincinnati. Blackhawks beat the Coyotes 3-1 at home, and tonight the Bulls host the Celtics.
Now the weather on XRT brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. The deadline to enroll in health insurance on Get Covered Illinois is approaching fast. You must sign up by December 15th to get covered for 2018. Go to getcoveredillinois.com. .gov or call 1-866-311-1119 to shop for a plan or schedule free in-person help.
Chance of light snow this morning, a chance of light rain and light snow this afternoon with the high in the upper 30s. Windy tonight, chance of flurries, low in the teens, and tomorrow blustery and a high in the low 20s. It's 29 degrees at the Lake, Midway, and O'Hare.
Thank you, Mary. Next, we're going to put the pieces together here on 93 XRT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.